840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, we would be getting ready for high school football very soon. I'm not even sure of the schedule. I have to ask Coach here when the first game was scheduled. But now it's not going to be till the spring here in the state of Illinois. Some states are doing it in the fall. It's kind of a weird thing, a year that none of us expected. And joining us to talk more about it is the head coach of the Galesburg High School football team, the Streaks, Mike Washabaugh. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning to you.
Thanks for coming. So when was the first game actually scheduled? Would it have been next?
It would have been the 28th. This would have been our second week
A week from tomorrow, it would have been.
Yeah.
And you probably were wishing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, when this all started, you know, I thought it would kind of pass by, but it just kept continuing through the summer. So, you know, it's kind of what we're dealt and what we have to overcome.
Talk about kind of where you guys were at and what you were doing, because you got, like you said, you had your camps going, you had some workouts going, and did what you were able to do. Kind of talk about what the mindset was and how you were preparing at that point.
Yeah, the IHSA let us go probably about the middle of June, and then we wrapped up on August 5th with all of our summer activities. So we got 9 weeks of lifting in, you know, which was a full cycle. And then the last 3 weeks of summer, we wrapped up with our GHS camp. So, you know, we didn't do any 7-on-7s traveling around, or we didn't go to an overnight team camp. But everything else of what our normal summer would be like, you know, we were able to accomplish this summer.
Was there any contact at all, or light contact at some point? Or
yeah, kids had to wear masks. They're ever within 6 feet. So, like, you think about, like, offensive, defensive line, like, they were masked up a lot of practice. So, you know, we had to kind of move our practice schedule around how we did things a little bit, just because you don't want to be running a ton with a mask on. And then, you know, quarterback center exchange and then running back quarterback exchange, those guys had to be masked up. But for a lot of the other skill guys, you know, as we're walking and talking, you know, they don't have to. We weren't able to put helmets or shoulder pads on, you know, very similar to like what the Big Ten was going through and what the NFL just transferred into being able to go with shells. You know, all of our camp was non-padded, you know, which is okay. We were able to teach our schemes. We got 3 weeks in. You know, and I felt like it put us in a place if we would have started first day of practice on August 10th, you know, we would have been okay.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here this morning. What, I mean, you got a sense of what was going to happen, but the IHSA kept pushing back. I mean, did it still feel like a punch in the gut when you actually got word? Like, man, I mean, I'm sure you're happy. Yes, we are going to have a season, but it's a whole different thing, and you're not going to get to do it when you were prepared for it.
Right. You know, and my big thing was not to give the kids some form of false hope with the whole thing. So, you know, I tried to be realistic with them. You know, it's a thing that exists, but we didn't really talk about it unless, like, whatever transpired or came up, then I'd address it with them, you know. But it was like, I want to say, I might not be correct on this, but July 20th was the date the meeting was supposed to be set, and then they pushed it back another week. So, like, I prefaced the kids the day before, like, hey, the meeting's coming. You know, we should get some form of what we're going to be doing this fall, and then, you know, it got pushed back a week. You know, and what came out on that meeting was they said there was going to be some form of a fall season, you know, whether that was like traditional right out of the gate at the start of school or at some form and during the school year. So, you know, that was something we were able to share with the kids. You know, all this work's not for, you know, nothing. You know, we're going to have a season at some point. So it's just kind of the hand we've been dealt.
What kind of the sense did you get from the kids when they actually found out? Obviously, I'm sure there was some disappointment.
Yeah, you know, and I think their biggest concern was they weren't going to be able to play, you know. I mean, they don't want to have a year taken away. You know, we saw that happen with spring sports last year. So, you know, kudos to the IHSA for finding a way to be able to get all three, you know, fall, winter, and spring seasons in during that calendar.
So then the mindset changes to, okay, you know, we can't control that. We can control what we do. So we need to have the mindset. We need to get ready for spring now.
Right, absolutely. And I think we had about a week and a half left to camp. We just kind of finished that out, treated it like if we would have started the 10th, you know, and then moving forward, we'll have a fall lifting cycle to be able to get in. And then once winter sports starts, all the non-winter sport guys will be able to get a winter cycle of lifting in. So it actually gets us two cycles of lifting before we will play.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here this morning. So when it comes around to the spring season, are we looking at it? Will it be only Western Big Six Conference games, or what's the format look like?
Well, I think they're waiting on direction. I mean, some conferences have released, so they're waiting for direction from the IHSA. And I don't think we've had our Western Big Six principal AD meeting since that's all happened. But they've sent out preliminary emails. I mean, I don't want to be quoted as the person who releases that, but they've had conversations like of just dropping our week one and two opponents and then keeping like weeks 3 through 9 and keeping that 7-game schedule so then it would be closed. I mean, the only question mark is like right now within the governor's guidelines of like the regions, like Quincy and Sterling are both outside of that region. I mean, and whether they've tried to say to keep all of your games within your region, but I don't know if conferences will kind of trump that and allow that to happen. It'll be interesting to see what kind of shakes out with that.
Yeah, because if you're in a place like Quincy, where are you going anyway? You're not in anybody's zone. You're your own zone there.
Right. The bottom end of our region is like Macomb and Stray West. So I'd put everybody in our region, you know, out of theirs.
I mean, at least in Sterling's case, there are still plenty of schools approximately their size in their region.
Right. So I don't know if the IHS will allow that. I mean, I don't know if that's – I'm assuming like once they have the next conference meeting, that's when all that will kind of be released to the media.
Yeah, and I guess at this point everything's unknown because a lot can change between now and then.
Right, exactly.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here this morning. Well, it's a really weird year, nothing that any of us expected. What kind of sense did you get? I mean, what kind of expectations did you have coming into this year? I know you had some good young players returning, but you obviously lost some veterans as well to graduation.
Yeah, just recap last year. I think we graduated 20 seniors, ended up 2-7. You know, we lost three games by 6 points or less with Rock Island and Quincy and Geneseo. So, you know, we were within those games and within, you know, if we would have won five games, it would have felt a lot better than what we ended up with two games. We played eight sophomores, you know, not out of necessity because of numbers last year, but because their talent level. So there's a lot of key guys that are returning, two all-conference players, Alexandre Gypsiaco, a receiver, and then Hunter Davina. They're both juniors at outside linebackers. So some key pieces to what we were able to do on both sides of the ball last year returning. So, you know, I was very pleased with the steps we took defensively last year, you know, being able to be in every game. Offensively, I think it fell a little short in the run game. You know, I thought our pass game, especially with playing two quarterbacks after Connor went down with a broken leg, you know, I was very pleased with what we were able to do in that, but we've definitely got to be able to take some steps in the run game and keep our defense off the field.
What's kind of the mindset? I know because at some point, I don't know if you're a moral victory guy, but you got to find the positives. And like you said, those three games against three really good teams that were close games, how that mindset is like, okay, now there's no more moral victories. Now we need it to show up on the scoreboard. How do you kind of change that mindset?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that on the scouting report every week and kind of points of emphasis, like, you know, we're not playing with trying to be within, you know, a point or 7 points of these people. Like, we're trying to beat them, you know, and we just try to hit that home, you know, and it's just hopefully you break down that door, you know, and you get past that.
Yeah, that metal barriers sometimes, and especially when you got teams like Geneseo and Sterling, and most of the conference has been really good over the years. I mean, is there a mental thing you have to get the kids past? Like, hey, we're good enough to compete. Not only compete, we are good enough to beat these guys. We just have to go out there on the field and do it.
Right. I they don't see those kids. You know, if you're in the Quad Cities, you see those kids all the time. You know, I think just talking to them about what they're accomplishing through their camp, you know. Moline's doing the same thing as what we're doing, you know, through all these lifting cycles. Like, everybody's doing that in their PE curriculum, you know, so you're doing everything you have to do. So just, you know, bringing that up as they're accomplishing those things, you know, and just trying to hit it home with them. You know, they're all 14, 15, 16 years old kids. So, you know, just trying to teach them along the way, you know, it's their first go around with it.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of it's about learning to win too, or getting that mindset.
Absolutely.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here this morning. We won't be having a fall season. We will have a spring season. That's the good news. We are going to have a season in some way, shape, or form. I guess you got to keep the positives up.
Yeah. I mean, that was my biggest concern, was just we would have fall sports canceled, you know, and reassess at the beginning of January, you know, where we were with everything. So definitely pleased that they were able to move to the spring and get some form of our season in.
You know, one of the things that has been talked about that they thought would be a problem, and I don't know how much of a problem it's been, but we know in Iowa they are playing fall football. I'm not sure about the other border states, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri. I'm not sure, but I right off the bat, I know there was one of the kids from Moline. I don't know how key of a kid he was, but transferred over to Bettendorf. And I haven't heard much else except for we got several kids from the same team out of Chicago, a private school, that transferred several to a private school in Des Moines, but then one of them also transferred to Florida. Have you heard much about any more of that? Or
not as much locally. You know, right away, I think it was either the first or second day after the IHSA release that, I can't remember the media outlet that I read it from, but somebody, you know, questioned the IHSA, like, is it allowed for people to, if they would legally move to another state, play a fall season, then move back to Illinois, are they able to play in the spring? And the way the rules are written, you know, that's very true. You know, and in the case of the school up in Chicago, Nazareth Academy, like, I think four or five guys transferred out, you know, whether that's for recruiting reasons, you know, to get more exposure, or like maybe they're enrolling early, like they're going to enroll to school in January, you know, and not kind of setting that timetable back. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons, you know, for kids to, you know, make that. I mean, locally, we haven't seen a ton of it, but definitely up in Chicago, there's been a lot of kind of flight.
Yeah, it's just kind of an interesting conundrum because, I mean, and even as a player, if you have relatives somewhere or whatever, I mean, I guess if you're going to private school, it doesn't matter, which the ones that went to Des Moines, it looks like that's the case. But it's just a really strange thing, and we were just talking off the air about it. It's like, you know, sometimes more exposure for yourself is not necessarily a good thing. My first thought was like, oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, you're if you have a good season being in the fall, you got an advantage over everybody else being recruited that's in the spring. But what if you don't have a good season? What if, it, you know, you transfer to a school and you're not the guy or whatever the case may be?
Right, absolutely. I mean, you got to fit in team chemistry-wise. And then also, you know, like you talked about, like maybe more exposure isn't the answer for some of those individuals. But I think a lot of it with recruiting is getting ahead of that national signing day, whether that will get moved back with, I think there's 15 states that possibly could get moved to the spring now. I don't know if they'll move that February 5th date back to the end of the season. But that's also a big concern for, you know, some guys that are being recruited, you know, to be able to get their season done and be able to make that decision before that, you know, final signing day.
Mike Washbaugh, head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Let's talk college football for a minute. We had Brian Barnhart from the Illini Network on Monday and talking a little bit about it. I know there was a couple of Illinois players involved with this petition to try to get the Big Ten to play, which doubtful they'll cave on that. But so at this point, you got the SEC, I think ACC, Big 12, and like the Sun Belt conferences are the only ones that at this point are still going to play. I have no doubt the SEC is going to be playing. The others, I don't know, but down there, that's religion. I really find it hard to believe that they won't. What sense do you get?
Yeah, I mean, they're pushing forward everything they can do to, you know, to get that in. You know, now it seems like the Big Ten's kind of like there's a cluster of schools. You know, behind the scenes, there's been parents writing to the Big Ten commissioner and, you know, school admin doing that. You know, and I read something yesterday, if they can get 5 Big Ten schools to kind of break away from that and just form their own thing just for the year, that they might play a home and away with just those 5 schools. So there's a lot of things transpiring. You know, I think as long as the virus stays down in those kind of areas, you know, I think they're going to push forward and try to get their season in no matter what.
Well, TV revenue is such a big thing. And if you have schools break off and then TV decides to pick them up and the Big Ten's like, whoa, wait a minute, we're missing out. I you know, and because, or if they see it's like, wait, the SEC is getting all these millions of dollars for TV, which they get most of it anyway. But yeah, it's just such a crazy, interesting thing. I mean, yeah, you look at, I mean, as a parent, I don't know how I would feel if, okay, my child, everybody tells me they're going to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, and now they're not going to get to play. Is my child missing out on millions of dollars? So I guess I understand that in that respect.
Right. It's a lot very similar to what we talked about, the high school recruiting thing, like with the NFL draft. Like those guys, some guys are opting out. Like if they have an NFL grade already, like they're not going to play in that spring season because they don't want to be banged up for the draft, and then that leads into their summer stuff. Like, you know, so there's a lot of question marks with the schools that are choosing and the conferences that are choosing to move to the spring. Like, they might miss some of their key guys out of that, you know, to move forward to that next step of their life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully there will be some football for us to watch in the fall. Obviously not high school. Hopefully we'll have some Saturday and Sunday football. I mean, if not, what the heck are you going to do?
Yeah, I was joking around with some of my staff. I haven't had a fall free since 1994, so you know, not be a part of football. So yeah, be an interesting fall.
Yeah. So, you got to prepare for a spring season. So when, okay, at the timeline as of right now, as far as, okay, when will actual practices and more workouts start? Obviously, the guys will be able to lift and things like that once the school year gets in, I assume, or?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of question marks with that. I think official contact days can start September 7th or 8th, and that goes until basketball and wrestling start in the winter season. And they added 20 more contact days, so in essence, you could have, like, 20 football camp days, practices, yada, 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 whatever. You know, in our situation, we got through 3 weeks of camp, you know, and I'm assuming like basketball will backload like towards November, towards your season. So we'll probably go one night a week with like some form of activity or camp. And then we'll get, you know, 9 weeks of lifting in with a max out date, you know, during that time.
And so what actual practice would be sometime?
February 15th is the first day, and then games would start March 5th.
You know, the other thing with that, and maybe not as much of an issue with the schools like us with the sport turf, but you're talking some pretty hard ground that people are going to be tackled on, that have grass fields especially. What, I mean, is that a worry as far as injuries and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about, I've coached the places where they water the practice field before you go out on it for about 20 minutes to soften it up. Like, there's no way of softening it up if it's 10 degrees out and, you know, and you're on grass.
Then you're on ice.
Yeah, exactly. And they just talk about, like, you know, if the turf gets chewed up from people playing on it, like, you know, it might last one game, you know, and then you're playing on it for another 6 weeks, like, that's not going to be good either.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just all kind of, it's going to bring up some really interesting problems, I think, in the spring. But yeah,
absolutely.
As they say, it is what it is, right?
Right.
Mike, anything else you want to add about what's going on or what's upcoming for Galesburg Silver Streak football fundraiser or fundraisers or anything going on?
Yeah, fundraiser's been put on hold just because we do sell the cards and you know, the school district's kind of taking that approach. But just so there's not face-to-face contact, you know, trying to stay away from people or opening up kids to getting that. You know, just excited to move forward. You know, it seems like we have a later start date to school. It's because we don't go back with kids until or e-learning until the 8th. So just kind of waiting for that date to move forward with starting first term.
Absolutely. Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg Silver Streaks. Mike, always appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk with you a few more times before the season rolls around. Hopefully with good news, maybe we'll be playing in December. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
Like cold weather football. How about winter football this year, right?
Right.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.